So I'm sitting here with the legend, the icon, the visionary, Oprah. How you doing today?
I'm good, Devon. I'm so excited to have a sketch, drawing, portrait done by you. This is exciting.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor. So we're in Detroit right now, where you're doing an event with Vice President Kamala Harris. Yeah. What prompted you to do that?
Well, I'm right outside of Detroit. It's like a suburb called Farmington, and it's Oakland County. What prompted me to do it was I was talking to a group called Win With Black Women. They had like 47,000 women on one call. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about expanding that call to include the whole country and not just black women.
Yeah.
And that's what Joe Teka Edey, who founded the group, said, yeah, why don't we get a call with every single person? You can do this and draw at the same time?
Yeah,
yeah. You can. Okay, that's good. I wouldn't be able to do that. But anyway, so Joe Teka said, it would be great if we could get everybody on a Zoom call. And I said, okay, let's get everybody on a Zoom call. Let's film it on YouTube, because YouTube, you know, that's the place. And so that's how this happened.
Wow, that's beautiful. I know you were raised by your grandmother. So was I.
Oh, we're good people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Shout out to Abuela. So what life lessons did you learn from your grandma?
I think the biggest life lesson I learned, because, you know, I was raised in an era where children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of listening. So I learned how to be a really good listener, which is actually the secret, as you know, to being a good interviewer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What brings you the most joy in life these days?
Well, I get a lot of joy out of being around people who are like-minded and who are seekers of truth and meaning in their lives. And so I get a lot of joy from like doing the Oprah's Book Club and talking to people who love inspirational books. I get a lot of joy. The most joy I get is walking in the woods with my dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that sounds peaceful.
Yeah. I've earned the right to peace, okay?
No, of course. Okay.
When you get my age, you can have some peace too, Devon, okay?
Who has been the most influential mentor in your life and what have they taught you?
I've had a couple of really influential mentors. When I was a young girl, I read Maya Angelou's book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. And I grew up and Maya Angelou became my most influential, most prominent, most connected, not just mentor, but like mother, sister, friend. And the best thing she ever taught me was one day I was in her kitchen and she said, baby, most people have to learn things over and over. And you are one of those people that when people show you who they are, they have to show you 29 times when you really should get it the first time. Yeah. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time so you don't have to repeat the same mistake 29 times.
Yeah.
That's my best advice for her.
I have a hard time with that too sometimes because you always want to believe the best of people.
But, you know, it's not. Hard. The moment they show you that they have an anger issue or a jealousy issue or they are not able to be happy for your success or whatever you see that they're not able to do with other people, it's gonna show up with you later on. So when people show you who they are, believe them is, I think, one of my best lessons. Yeah. And I will tell you, Devon, it never fails.
Yeah.
You see somebody who's an that is gonna show up again.
Yeah, that's good advice.
System repeats itself.
So as we know, the election is right around the corner.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. So, in your opinion, why is it important to register to vote?
Okay, don't just register, actually vote, okay?
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are on the line for this election. Most importantly for me, I think a lot of people feel like I feel and you feel. We're tired of the bickering. We're tired of the craziness. We're tired of the conspiracy theories. We're tired of people saying things that are not true about other people. And we just want a level of decency and respect and integrity, all the things your grandmother taught you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure, that my grandmother taught me. And so we're looking to have the kind of country where we can have differences with each other. I don't have to agree with you. I have been an independent voter and have voted Republican, have voted Democrat, and I just vote really my values. Whoever I think represents what is best for, not even necessarily me financially, but best for the country, best for me in terms of integrity and character, that's who I vote for. And so to me, what's at stake is decency, integrity, respect for each other, and the country that we all believe we deserve.
I agree. Okay. It's for the greater good.
For the greater good.
Exactly.
Your grandmother, is she still living?
Yeah, she's still living.
Oh, great. She would appreciate that from you.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful person. But yeah, thank you for this. I'm done with your drawing, so.
You're kidding. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna see it. I've seen you do other people. Let's see. Did you get the glasses?
Yeah, I got the glasses.
You got the glasses.
Of course, I got the glasses.
Okay.
All right, so thank you so much, Oprah Winfrey. Thank you for sharing your life with me. This is my interpretation of your life.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
That's really good.
Thank you
That's
so much.
Really
Thank you.
Good.
Never thought I would meet you.
Oh my gosh. All right, Oprah, this was really so fun. Wow. All right. You did that in that time?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That's really good. I shall keep this forever.
Thank
wow.
You.
That's really good. You gotta sign it at the bottom, don't you sign it?
Oh yeah.
Or is
right
it, this is it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really good.
Amazing. Hola, abuela. Estoy aquí con Oprah.
Okay, Maria. So good. What a good boy you raised. Good boy, congratulations.
Keep smiling.